P23A underscore just say no to world government. End Time Ministries specializes in using current events to reveal how Bible prophecy, written 2,000 to 2,500 years ago, is coming to pass right now. These revelations let us know that we are truly living in the end time, just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. One such prophecy is the formation of the presently emerging world government. That is correct. The world order, international community, and liberal international order are all synonyms for the world government prophesied to rule the earth in the near future. Many of you will recognize it by the organizations that are used to facilitate its mandates. I'm referring to the United Nations, UN, International Monetary Fund, IMF, World Bank, International Criminal Court, ICC, World Health Organization, WHO, and many others. These entities provide the agenda, and the nations of the world are expected to adhere. To many of you who will read this article, global governance is not a bad thing. However, according to prophecy, the end-time world government will eventually be ruled by an evil man, the Antichrist, much worse than Adolf Hitler. That is why you must understand the effort to establish a global government, in light of Bible prophecy. Just like every historical effort to establish a world empire, Satan has been the instigator, and the prophesied end-time world government will be no different. Throughout time, many leaders of global empires have eventually thought of themselves as gods, and this is exactly what the leader of the final world government will do. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God. 2 Thessalonians 2:2-4. The Bible tells us that this entity will be destroyed, by Jesus, when he returns to the earth. That is why the United States must not be part of the world government in the end time. Without a prophetic view of this world government, you, as influential members of our American society, could make the mistake of yielding up our sovereignty and implementing the agenda of this one world government in this country. Many of you are aware, from a secular viewpoint, this is already happening in many ways. Consider that President Obama obligated the United States citizens to work toward the full implementation of Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The 17 Sustainable Development Goals that make up the United Nations 2030 Agenda are simply a way to redistribute the wealth of the world and control the consumption and production of every person on the planet. In doing so, the United States is fulfilling the will of the United Nations Global Governing Agenda. This is world government. United Nations. Throughout time there have been many efforts to establish a world government on the earth. The Tower of Babel was the first attempt at a humanistic world government. In modern times, we refer to these efforts as world empires. Some of the more recognizable ones would be the Assyrians, Babylonians, the Medes, and the Persians, Grecians, Romans, along with others who have had aspirations but were not successful in their endeavors. However, knowing your time is valuable, I want to focus on the current effort to institute a system of global governance. Although there are many tentacles to this beast, the institution at the forefront of this massive endeavor is the United Nations. The origin of the current effort to establish a world government dates back to the early 20th century. Up to that time, World War I, also called the Great War, was the worst war the world had ever known. Having witnessed just over 8 million casualties from 1914 to 1918, the world said, "Never again." It was from this catastrophe the idea to establish a structure for global security was birthed. This framework of ideas became the League of Nations. The League of Nations was formed in an attempt to ensure that another world war would never be fought. U.S. President Woodrow Wilson championed the idea, but the U.S. Congress hesitated at the idea of being a part of a world government. They did not want to surrender U.S. sovereignty, so they voted against it. Because Wilson could not carry his own government into the League of Nations, it quickly dismantled and fell apart. 20 years later, however, World War II ended with 52 million casualties. The cry for world security became louder than ever. Franklin D. Roosevelt was a believer in a global governing order to protect the Earth and was responsible for the term New World Order, Latin term, Novus Ordo Seclorum, being printed on the back of the U.S. dollar bill. It's in the banner under the pyramid with the all-seeing eye. At the end of World War II, Stalin, Churchill and Roosevelt came together at Yalta in an effort to end all war. It was during these meetings the concept of the global government structure, the United Nations, was formulated. One key American man responsible for the formation of the United Nations was Alger Hiss. He organized the American delegation and served as the acting Secretary General at the first UN meeting. Hiss also served on the steering and executive committees and was charged with the responsibility of actually writing the UN Charter. After playing such a dominant role in developing the Charter of the UN, 1945, and in the founding conference, 3 years later he was convicted in the United States courts of lying to cover his activities as a communist spy. According to WND, it all began unraveling in 1948, when Hiss was accused of being a Soviet spy. Because the statute of limitations on espionage had run out, he was convicted only of perjury. Decades later, after the Hiss trial had been long forgotten by most, archival evidence surfaced confirming the accusations. A public servant, Hiss, with access to classified documents had indeed passed crucial information to the Soviets for more than a decade. Previous to this, Hiss accompanied President Franklin Roosevelt to the Yalta Conference where the carving up of Europe, by the United States and Russia took place. At this time Roosevelt was a dying man, consequently, Alger Hiss carried the bulk of the negotiations for America. What Russia did not win on the battlefield, she won at the peace table because her own agent, Hiss, was assisting Roosevelt with negotiations. This explains why Russia received so many concessions at the end of World War II. Hiss designed the United Nations to be a global union of socialist republics. The emblem of the Soviet Union was a globe with two sheaves of wheat around it, with the hammer and sickle superimposed. The emblem of the United Nations is also a globe, with two olive branches around it. When the insignia of the United Nations was designed, the hammer and sickle was left off because including it would have been too obvious. The fact is, Hiss designed the structure of the United Nations to ultimately become a socialistic world government. Hiss went to prison, but the UN continued to be a structure for the one world government system. To this day, not one word of the original United Nations Charter has changed. It is today and always will be a socialistic world governing institution. Some will deny this is true, stating there is no legitimate world governing order. They claim the United Nations, along with many other like-minded institutions, are simply working towards global governance. My question is, what's the difference between global governance and global government? The answer is, there is no difference. End Time Ministries specializes in using current events to reveal how Bible prophecy, written 2,000 to 2,500 years ago, is coming to pass right now. World or liberal international order. If there is no established world governing order, then why are global leaders voicing their concerns about the nationalist and populist movements around the world? Joe Biden, speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, on January 18, 2017 made these statements concerning the rising anti-global government developments across the globe. For the past 7 decades, the choices we have made, particularly the United States and our allies in Europe, have steered our world down a clear path. Our careful attention to building and sustaining a liberal international order, with the United States and Europe at its core, was the bedrock of success the world enjoyed in the second half of the 20th century. It is imperative we act urgently to defend the liberal international order. Popular movements on both the left and the right have demonstrated a dangerous willingness to revert to political small-mindedness, to the same nationalist, protectionist, and isolationist agendas that led the world to consume itself in war during the last century. This is a politics at odds with our values and with the vision that built and sustains the liberal international order. The impulse to hunker down, shut the gates, build walls, and exit at this moment is precisely the wrong answer. It offers a false sense of security in an interconnected world. 2. Speaking to Jake Tapper on CNN's State of the Union, December 18, 2016, Senator John McCain, RAZ, stated, "What's happening here when we see the seizure of these ships, when we see the cyber attacks, when we see the dismemberment of Syria, when we see the tragedies that are taking place there which are heartbreaking, actually heartbreaking, while we sat by and watched all this happen, this is a sign of a possible unraveling of the world order that was established after World War II, which was one of the most peaceful periods in the history of the world." 3. U.S. Senator John McCain, RAZ, Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, delivered the following remarks at the 2017 Munich Security Conference, "From the ashes of the most awful calamity in human history, World War II, was born what we call the West, a new, and different, and better kind of world order, one based not on blood and soil nationalism, or spheres of influence, or conquest of the weak by the strong, but rather on universal values, the unprecedented period of security and prosperity that we have enjoyed for the past 7 decades did not happen by accident." 4. Wolfgang Ischinger, Liberal International Order, "We may, then, be on the brink of a post-Western age, one in which non-Western actors are shaping international affairs, often in parallel or even to the detriment of precisely those multilateral frameworks that have formed the bedrock of the liberal international order since 1945. Are we entering a post-order world?" 5. The liberal international order that the United States and the European Union have endeavored to establish over the last 70-plus years is a system of world government. It started with the United Nations, but did not stop there. Over the years, globalists have methodically added more and more global governing institutions, i.e. IMF, WHO, ICC etc., to establish the world order they desire. The goal is an interconnected world where there are no nation-states. There is to be only one global community that answers to one global government. Their concern is that the global governing system, that they have worked so hard to establish, is unraveling due to the nationalism and populism movements across the globe. Populism and nationalism. The core ideology of the current populism and nationalism movements is this: representation of the common man or woman and the interest of a single nation against the establishment or global elite and their effort to establish supranational governing systems. Although there are several populist movements, i.e. Brexit, Marine Le Pen of France, Geert Wilders of the Netherlands, none is more recognizable than President Donald Trump. During his campaign for the presidency of the United States and since the election, President Trump has been very clear that he is against globalism or the move towards and dependency on a world government. On the contrary, President Trump has taken a very pro-nationalistic stance. Donald Trump's CPAC speech on February 24, 2017, "Global cooperation, dealing with other countries, getting along with other countries is good, it's very important. But there is no such thing as a global anthem, a global currency or a global flag. This is the United States of America that I'm representing. I'm not representing the globe, I'm representing your country. There's one allegiance that unites us all, and that is to America. America, it's the allegiance to America." 6. From a political or strictly secular viewpoint, President Trump could be considered non-cooperative or even rebellious against the international community's ideology. However, for those who understand Bible prophecy, Donald Trump's resistance towards the world government is a very good thing. World government prophecy. Revelation 13:1-8 describes the end-time world government and the leader of that entity, the Antichrist, as the beast. Another characteristic of that same beast, found in Revelation 17:3, is that it is scarlet, red, colored. From the prophecy of the first four seals, Revelation 6:1-8 along with further clues given in Zechariah 6:1-8, we know that the red spirit, controlling the ideologies of a segment of mankind today is communism or socialism. I.e. Red Russia, Red China. From these two prophecies, we know that the end-time world government will be a socialistic entity. However, the most odious aspect of this entire prophecy is found in Revelation 13:2, which states, "And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority." The identity of the dragon is found in Revelation 12:9, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan." What do we learn by tying these prophecies together? The end-time world government will be a socialistic entity that will be ruled by a physical man, the Antichrist, but will receive its power and authority from Satan himself. That's right. Satan is setting the agenda for the current world governing entities on earth today, and it is a direct fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Ever wonder why the United Nations has such an obsession with Israel? It's not because there are so many Arabs opposed to the existence of the nation of Israel. No. The real reason is that God stated 37 times in the Old Testament that he would place his name in Jerusalem. Since then, Satan has been fighting for control of that city. Since Satan is the driving force behind the current world government, it is no wonder the United Nations is obsessed with demonizing Israel every chance it gets. Nikki Haley. Consider the current bias of the United Nations against the nation of Israel. This is not simply a political issue. It is a true battle of good and evil. On February 16, the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at a press conference after attending a UN Security Council meeting on the Middle East, at UN headquarters in New York, New York. "So the first thing I want to do is talk about what we just saw in there." The Security Council just finished its regular monthly meeting on Middle East issues. "It's the first meeting like that I've attended, and I have to say it was a bit strange. The Security Council is supposed to discuss how to maintain international peace and security. But at our meeting on the Middle East, the discussion was not about Hezbollah's illegal buildup of rockets in Lebanon. It was not about the money and weapons Iran provides to terrorists. It was not about how we defeat ISIS. It was not about how we hold Bashar al-Assad accountable for the slaughter of hundreds and thousands of civilians. No, instead, the meeting focused on criticizing Israel, the one true democracy in the Middle East. I am new around here, but I understand that's how the Council has operated, month after month, for decades." Incredibly, the UN Department of Political Affairs has an entire division devoted to Palestinian affairs. Imagine that. There is no division devoted to illegal missile launches from North Korea. There is no division devoted to the world's number one state sponsor of terror, Iran. The prejudiced approach to Israeli-Palestinian issues does the peace process no favors. And it bears no relationship to the reality of the world around us. The double standards are breathtaking. Just a few days ago, the United States sought, unsuccessfully, to have the Security Council condemn a terrorist attack to Israel, where the terrorist opened fire on people waiting for a bus, and then stabbed others. The Security Council would not hesitate to condemn an attack like that in any other country. But not for Israel. The statement was blocked. And that's downright shameful. Israel exists in a region where others call for its complete destruction and in a world where anti-Semitism is on the rise. These are threats that we should discuss at the United Nations as we continue working toward a comprehensive agreement that would end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It is the UN's anti-Israel bias that is long overdue for change. The United States will not hesitate to speak out against these biases in defense of our friend and ally, Israel. Over the years, it has been easy to see the bias that the United Nations has against Israel. Nikki Haley is simply voicing her astonishment at how obvious that prejudice really is. Again, what we are dealing with here is not simply a political viewpoint, but a true battle of good versus evil. It is an age-old conflict between God and Satan. Where does it all lead? The final clash between the Creator and his fallen angel. Destruction of world government. In Daniel 2, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of the last five empires that would rule the entire earth. The empires made up five segments of a statue. The statue had a head of gold, Babylonian Empire 604 to 539 BC, arms and breast of silver, Medo-Persia Empire 539 to 331 BC, belly and thighs of brass, Grecian Empire 331 to 197 BC, legs of iron, Roman Empire 197 BC 284 AD, and the last world governing entity, which had feet of iron mixed with clay. Holy Roman Empire 800 AD Second Coming of Jesus. According to Bible prophecy, the Holy Roman Empire, which is the current European Union, will be the head of the one world government and the power base of the Antichrist, just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. In Daniel 2:34 it states, "Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces." The stone represents Jesus Christ and his kingdom. H.T. is demonstrates that Jesus will return to earth during the time of the Holy Roman Empire. When he comes, he will destroy the world government, which is Satan's last effort to rule the world, and replace it with the long-promised kingdom of God. Note, for a complete explanation of this prophecy regarding the rebirth of the Holy Roman Empire, order the DVD Holy Roman Empire Reborn Lesson 7, by visiting www.endtime.com or calling 1-800-ENDTIME-363-8463. The final conflict when the Lord will wipe out the world government, is called the Battle of Armageddon. It will occur when the armies of the end-time world government come down against Jerusalem. Zechariah 14:2, it is at this time that Zechariah 14:3 states, "Then shall the Lord go forth, and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle." Who, as a part of the world government armies, would like to be there to fight against God in that last battle? What should you do? Ladies and gentlemen, the world government prophesied to be in power just before the second coming of Jesus Christ, is already established and in power today. Soon it will be ruled by an evil political figure much worse than Adolf Hitler. This socialistic entity is made up of the United Nations and other global governing bodies that set the managing agenda for the nations of the earth. Now that you understand that Satan is behind the current effort to establish a world government and the final outcome of that entity, please make future decisions accordingly. If you have any kind of influence in the United States, make an effort to remove America from any involvement with all world government entities. Why? Because according to Bible prophecy, God is coming back to utterly destroy those establishments and all who have pledged allegiance to them. References. 1 www.wnd.com/2012/04/finale The Truth About Soviet Spy Alger His / 2 www.fortune.com/2017/01/18/ Joe Biden Speech World Economic Forum Davos Transcript / 3 www.breitbart.com/video/2016/12/18/ McCain Obama's lack of leadership causing unraveling of the world order / 4 www.mccain.senate.gov/public/index CFM, P equals speeches and ID equals 32A7E7DD8D76443 1B1E7864 4FD71C49F5 www.youtube.com/watch?markv=sin C5P0J-XUEK 5 www.dw.com/n/a/post-Western-Age-Munich-Security-Report details fragile world order / A3747-9793 6time.com/4682023/CPAC-Donald-Trump-Speech-Transcript